Hey guys, welcome to Breaking Rumors Episode 3, Rumors That Get the Attention They Deserve. Let's jump right into it. So some of the headlines for the last couple weeks were the following, and I picked these out because they perked my interest. So one of the headlines was, Will Emma Stone Return for Amazing Spider-Man 3? Now you might be asking yourself, okay, so didn't she die in episode 2? And you would be correct in that. But people are speculating that she's going to have a return. There's two rumors for this. One that's totally wouldn't happen, and then one that could happen but is a bad idea. And in my opinion. So let's go with the one that wouldn't happen. Some people are speculating that because people loved Emma Stone so much and the chemistry that her and Andrew Garfield had a lot, that Emma Stone would just simply come back to the franchise, to the series, but she would be Mary J. Watson rather than her previous character, Gwen Stacy. So that's just not going to happen. That would just be weird. I don't think people would be able to accept that too much. They'd focus too much on her previous character and not see Mary Jane. And I really don't know how that rumor got started, but I don't think it's a very logical one in that aspect. Now, the next rumor regarding Emma Stone is more logical. I could see it happening, but I don't necessarily like it if it's going to happen, and that is that Emma Stone will return, but she'll return, of course, as Gwen Stacy, but she will be a clone. So, bad idea. I think they just want to stretch it out, drag it out, or something. I don't know what's really going through their minds, but just the clone thing, the robot thing, the android thing, or whatever thing. It's been done, guys. I think it's time to just stray away from that, and let's just, okay, she died, we understand that, but then here's my thought. Maybe they want to bring Emma Stone back as Gwen Stacy because of the new comic series that's coming out as Gwen Stacy as a Spider-Man superhero. And by the way, her costume's actually kind of cool, in my opinion, in the comic book series. So maybe they want to do that because that's happening in the Marvel comic universe. But we know that the cinematic universe and the comic universe still have lots of differences. And they're different entities, you would say, different dimensions or universes within the Marvel universe. So I could also see that happening, but I don't think that's necessarily a strong right idea in that aspect as well. So, I don't know, guys. What do you think? So the next rumor is that Jessica Chastain could be Captain Marvel in the Marvel movies. There's a lot of actresses up being thrown, names being thrown out there as Captain Marvel. And I say yes. I say yes to this one. I like that casting choice. And I think Jessica Chastain, she won me over in The Help. I thought she was fantastic in that, and she's been proving herself within Hollywood, and I think she would do a great job. Now, can she play a really tough woman? And the answer is yes, because obviously she was in Zero Dark Thirty, and she can be able to handle herself in different genres, dramas, actions, and all those things. So I think she could pull it off. What are your thoughts? So Civil War is happening within the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and it's also happening in the comic universe as well, again, because of that whole Secret Wars thing going on right now. But they're saying that we're going to get more Civil War movies possibly than we think we are, because there's an untitled movie that Marvel has put within their lineup, and some people are saying, and this untitled movie is going to be after Captain America Civil War, and people are saying this is going to be an Iron Man Civil War movie. So you have both Civil War movies coming right after each other, and that it's going to be Iron Man Civil War, maybe focusing more on his character, whereas the Captain America one will possibly focus on his character and, you know, the two things that they're fighting for. So I could see that happening, and I think that would be cool. I could get behind that. That was just one of the rumors floating around the last couple weeks. And do you think it is going to be an Iron Man Civil War movie, or do you think it's going to be something else? Do you think it's going to be something that we maybe haven't heard yet? Maybe that secret movie is going to be a Black Widow, Hawkeye, Hulk movie, or something totally out there that will totally surprise everybody. What are your thoughts? So let's go to some of the hot topics. One of the big hot topics that I like to talk about is, of course, Star Wars. Star Wars finally, they announced they're done filming. They announced their title, The Force Awakens. That's not the rumor that we're focusing on. The rumor is, are they going to get a teaser trailer to us before the year is out? Do you think this is going to happen? So I could see it happening. If they're done with filming and they're doing post-production stuff, I think they could be able to hammer enough out, a 1 minute or less teaser, focus on the graphics on that with and make it sound nice. And the reason why a lot of people are speculating that the teaser is going to happen also before the end of the year is because John Williams, who's, if you don't know who John Williams is, shame on you. He was contracted to do a quick music for specifically the teaser / trailer. And so that's why people are saying, okay, if he's going to be focusing on that first, then that obviously they want to get us this, they want to give us a taste of what is to come before the year is out. Because if you really think about it, December is in a couple weeks, and then Star Wars is supposed to come out a year from December. That's going to be the big December movie of next year. And so maybe we're going to see a teaser trailer of Star Wars in front of The Hobbit, maybe. I don't know. But also, Star Wars is a Disney film, and there is a Disney film coming out on Christmas Day, and that's Into the Woods, the Broadway musical adaptation into a movie. So they could have it just in front of that. Yes, necessarily you won't be getting the same audience, but it is a Disney movie. But I think if you want to grab more people that would be probably a little bit more interested in Star Wars, I say throw it in front of The Hobbit and have people, their little minds explode before they see the awesome movie that is going to be The Hobbit. But I also can see it being in front of Into the Woods because they're both Disney movies. So what are your thoughts? Are we going to get a teaser trailer before the end of the year? Is that why John Williams is working on that right away? Or are we going to get it next year, maybe in the first quarter of the year? And is it going to be in front of The Hobbit if it is this December? Or is it going to be in front of Into the Woods as they're both Disney films? What are your thoughts? What are your opinions? Let me know. So more Star Wars stuff. Possible plot is that Luke Skywalker is going to portray more of a wizard-esque character rather than a lightsaber warrior. They're saying this because the possible plot that people are throwing around right now is that Luke has become the most powerful force-wielding Jedi or force-wielding person out there ever known in history. So, but he has not mastered the control of it. He still loses control of the Force. And so he was worried that he could be manipulated. He didn't want to become like his father. So that's why he went into hiding. And that the main protagonist and the main antagonist, so probably a Jedi and a Sith, are searching for Luke, to try to persuade them, him, to go on their own sides. So, I mean, I could see that as a possible plot for the Star Wars movie, and I can see it working. I'm not against it. But I don't know. And that's kind of where the whole Force Awakens thing is, maybe awakening the Force more within Luke Skywalker. And then, or the Force is being built up on the Sith and the Jedi side, and they need Luke Skywalker's help. So that's possible going on. I can go either way on that one. But you know what? Star Wars is going to be awesome, and I'm going to see it, even if it's not awesome, because it's Star Wars, and it's going to be pretty epic. So one last thing that I want to touch on, and this is a little bit more recent, possible plot for Batman versus Superman. And this came out, this was news, because supposedly an extra that was filming the movie got some information out saying that he was in a scene with two different funerals, one being the funeral for the as a flashback of Bruce Wayne's parents, and another funeral being for the president of the United States. Now, they're saying that this is probably the working of Luther, as he probably had the president assassinated somehow, and this plays into a comic book, the DC universe in the comics, where there was a point in the DC universe where Lex Luthor was the president of the United States, and he uses that to go after the Justice League, and they're saying that that's going to be the plot of the movie, and I can see that happening. I think that would work really well. Also, this, I don't know if it was the same extra or if someone else, but someone else took a picture of a trailer saying the, and I'm going to say this wrong, and I apologize to all you comic people, but the Kahina, and that this character, the picture is the trailer, it says the Kahina double, and this is a person that is in charge, was helping, the character was a member of the Others, who are hunting down Aquaman's rival, Black Manta. So there's a chance that, you know, with Kahina's inclusion into Batman versus Superman. So this is still, we don't even know if this photo is real. Someone could have just easily slapped that onto any type of trailer and then sent it. But it's, you know, that's what this show is all about. It's about talking about these rumors. But if this person, Kahina, is going to be in Batman versus Superman, obviously that is going to be pinnacle in setting up for the Aquaman movie. And also, they're saying that Gina Malone, who was rumored to play Robin in the movie as the female version of Robin, they're saying, well, might make more sense that she's actually playing the Kahina character. But this is good, juicy rumor stuff. So I can see that plot happening. If this picture is real and Kahina is really in the movie, then obviously we're going to have some ties to Aquaman in the movie as well, leading up to the movie and, of course, building up the Justice League even more. So that's all I have for breaking rumors, guys, this week. So little touching back. So will Emma Stone be in Spider-Man 3? Will Jessica Chastain be Captain Marvel? And will this unnamed Marvel movie be the Iron Man Civil War version of the movie? Will Star Wars The Force Awakens, I should specify, will they have a teaser out before the end of the year? And if so, is it going to be in front of The Hobbit or Into the Woods? What do you think? What do you think about the plot line of Star Wars? Is it going to be Luke not being able to control the Force, and you have a Sith and a Jedi trying to hunt him down to basically manipulate him to come to either side? And what do you think about the plot about Batman versus Superman? Is the plot going to be about Lex Luthor becoming president so he can take down the Justice League, or specifically in this movie, Batman and Superman? And is Kahina really, is this picture real that they have? Is this character going to be in the movie? And if so, then obviously we're going to have some Aquaman connections within the movie. So that's it for breaking rumors, guys. If you have rumors out there, or if you have more information about the rumors that I shared, or if any things have been debunked or confirmed, let me know. You could definitely look in the show notes here and just let me know. And you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Just look up Breaking Rumors and I will pop up. That's it for me, guys. This is Barry Rick saying so long, and join me next time here on Breaking Rumors.